You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Quantic School of Business and Technology. A new aid package moves forward in the House, Europe approves a 15-minute COVID-19 test, and researchers propose applying the U.S. HIV-AIDS strategy to COVID-19. Here's what you should know. House Democrats' new, less expensive $2.2 trillion aid package came up yesterday, though no deal was reached. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin spoke at length Tuesday in the hope of reaching a deal for coronavirus relief before the election on November 3rd. The new bill includes another round of $1,200 direct checks to taxpayers, plus $500 per dependent, and would extend the Paycheck Protection Program. A COVID-19 antigen test that returns results in 15 minutes was approved for use in Europe yesterday. The test is portable and can be done at the point of care. It should be commercially available in participating countries by the end of the month. It was granted emergency use authorization in the States in July, but the FDA recommends that negative results be confirmed by another, more precise testing method. Now its manufacturer says a new clinical study affirming its accuracy has been submitted to the FDA for review. A group of HIV researchers has proposed using the U.S.'s National HIV-AIDS Strategy as the blueprint for a comprehensive, nationwide COVID-19 response. The U.S.'s current predicament is similar to its early days of HIV in that different federal agencies were left to handle elements of a response on their own in the absence of a national plan. If that disease doesn't provide a sufficient model, other existing national plans for fighting antibiotic-resistant bacteria or pandemic influenza might. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Quantic is transforming higher education to suit modern students and future leaders. Stuck at a desk, listening to pre-recorded lectures, following along with endless slides. It's outdated. Quantic brings the traditional MBA to life with a focus on innovation and technology with a mobile-first, network-driven approach, allowing you to learn on your schedule and alongside leaders from the world's top companies. Delivered on our award-winning interactive software in a micro-lesson format, you'll receive personalized feedback every 8 seconds, not at semester's end. Transformative leaders need transformative education to make real change. Visit quantic.edu/wired to learn more about the modern MBA.